This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And that will get you all hooked up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great photos. You got to see the picture of the cat with the little butterfly on its nose. Just the goofiest picture I've ever seen. It just absolutely cracked me up. And I absolutely love it. And then right below that is the heart cat. I've never seen a cat with a heart right on its face, on its chest. And then the little legs together on its legs. It's a gray and white cat. And the cat, the white with the hearts are gray. It's just an amazing photo and some phenomenal rescue stories about, earthquake and dogs doing the rescues and just some really wonderful stories and so forth there. And I also posted the Rainbow Bridge story, which, I'll get to towards the end of this hour when I do current events after we chat with Help Animals India. And I can't wait to share you the story. It's wonderful that we have the whole story now, because it's been a long time that nobody ever knew. Now we know. Can't wait to share it. So, hey, we are starting out hour number two, and that means it's time to go international. And as I call her, the chief cook and butter washer, founder, president, and runs the show for Help Animals India. Eileen Weintraub is with us again. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, Martha. Good morning, everyone. The sun is shining and the full moon is coming soon.
Oh, are we on another full moon cycle coming up?
Yeah,
I've kind of lost track of what's going on. It's been so crazy for me. But yeah, I've got beautiful sunshine going on up here. You've got sunshine going on down where you are?
Yeah, nice.
Really nice, but I don't know, is it still getting really cold at your place at night? It's getting really cold up here still.
Yeah,
and still
we have our bird bath defrosters and our hummingbird heater. I'll hear about what you say about that later. But let's talk about Help Animals India.
Yeah, so for anybody that doesn't know, give us the lowdown on Help Animals India.
Well, I am a lifetime animal rescuer here in the States, and then when I went to India, I said, oh, no. So I reached out to all the people who were rescuing the animals from the street and having to go against society and put their own lives on hold to help all these animals. So I said I wanted to help them from the USA. Because costs are very low in India and the dollar is very strong. So we send over money and grants, training, and advice. And today I will talk about the cats a little bit because as a lifetime cat rescuer, the vets didn't even know cats spay and neuter. So we started training.
Well, yeah, because kind of, let's before we go into the cat, just... So people know, I'm sure that, you know, when you first went to India and you said, oh, no, like you said, I need to help. You often state a statistic that always blows me away, but something like what, 33 million street dogs in India?
Yeah, the street dogs we also call them community dogs.
Right. And so that's what, you know, Eileen, you would first encounter. But then, and so the main focus, I mean, that takes a lot of the attention. So I think what you're saying is, you know, there are still cats in India. It's just there weren't 33 million on the street like there are dogs. So they didn't really do anything about cats. Is that kind of that
well,
when you got
true
involved?
Well, most of the groups are still very busy with the dogs and the dogs are at risk because there was a story recently in one of the cities that have been spaying and neutering the dogs for all these years, but there's still 200,000 dogs on the streets in this mega city, and a four-year-old was just attacked and killed. So of course it gets upset, and then all the dogs are at risk. So that's why, you know, when you, these people, a lot of, they consider the dogs their own. They just happen to live on the street. And so it's very hard for them when these stories happen and very sad about the boy. And so everyone's in an uproar. But, you know, the municipalities, they have to do more. You know, it's not all about the groups of like us from outside India. We're just an adjunct and a support as we can.
So somehow the cats have kind of been in the background, but they have cat problems as well, right? And did you say they didn't even know how to spay and neuter cats?
It wasn't in the culture to do that. Just how it was here many decades ago. I mean, I'm sure you've heard stories of farmers, you know, they tie the kittens in a bag and throw them in the river, or, you know, not every kitten's lives were saved. And so they didn't have the culture to spay and neuter. And so now in the areas where the dog populations have come down, there's more cats. And then also in the mega cities where there's apartment complexes and people are becoming more well-to-do, so maybe they're starting to feed the cats, but they also have to... And neuter them.
Right, because so that makes sense though, Eileen, with spaying and neutering beginning to make some effect on the dog population and the numbers going down, that just leaves room for the cat population to elevate.
Yeah.
And you know, if something isn't done about it, they could end up with 33 million cats on the street too.
Well, that's the way it is in a lot of the Middle Eastern countries that do tolerate cats more.
So how does Help Animals India, how do you help with that?
Well, we're giving grants to a couple of groups for the spay and neuter, just like you know, Meow Rescue is mm-hmm. handing out free coupons.
Vouchers, yeah.
Yeah, vouchers, but just a little story. And so I'm calling the Cat Trap Saga, is this cat trap story is there were no, for all these years, 30 years, us animal rescuers going over to India would take as a second piece of luggage a cat trap because they are not available in India. And then they started making them, but they were very large and clunky and they didn't work well. So a volunteer from Seattle just recently went to India, and as his second piece of luggage, he kindly took a trap, and they collapse. So it can go as a piece of luggage.
Isn't that amazing that we have to do that? Because, you know, we know over here that it's been for many years, we've been doing a program that they call TNR, Trap, Neuter, Release. And so feral cats out, you know, in the wild, you trap them and then you take them in and they get spayed and neutered and they're a little ear notched. So if they're trapped again, people know they've already been spayed or neutered, and then they're released back to the area they came from so they can live out their life, but they're not going to be making lots of cats and kittens. But it sounds like in India, now that we've realized, okay, they're cats that we need to deal with, and they need to be spayed and neutered too, but they didn't even have any cat traps to do the TNR work. I mean, that's amazing.
Mostly the cats are tame, and they use baskets. But there are some, you know, because there's just so many cats, they can just kind of pick them up.
Have a basket and pile a bunch in, huh?
They need a trap. And so the traps were not available, and then they were starting to become available on Amazon India, which has some products now. But with the pandemic, they stopped being available, or they were like $1,000. A trap where it's, you know, $80 is here.
Yeah.
So we're getting over the traps, but unfortunately I had reached out to a couple of groups because I had to know, like, immediately which group to send it to, and some of the groups didn't get back to me right away, and I had already promised it to one group, and then the others were so disappointed, so I feel bad about that.
Well, no, but so then I'm wondering, Eileen, if we have listeners listening that might be going to India to visit family or whatever, or on vacation, do you want people to contact you and volunteer
always
to take a trap?
Yeah, or take the other thing, if they're cat lovers, we need to get over. It's called KMR, which is kitten feeding formula.
Kitten milk replacement.
Yeah, it's a milk replacement, and, you know, they'll use goat milk or some other things, but there's nothing like that. KMR, it's a special formula. It's another thing. So that's a smaller item. They can
Wonderful.
Take. Sure, people can always contact us from our website. Just go on to helpanimalsindia.org, and there's a contact form. And we'd love to hear from you, just if you're going to India, and where you're going, and tell us more.
All right. So, folks, if you know of anybody that's, you know, trip going back to India, I mean, we have so many of our neighbors and friends these days have relatives and family in India. And I just know lots of people that are traveling back and forth. I had just totally hadn't occurred to me that we should start spreading the news to, if we know anybody that's going to travel to India, if they're animal lovers and want to help, we need to put them in touch with Help Animals India and Eileen so that they can take a trap over with them, or they can take a case of KMR or whatever, the kitten milk replacer over to India, and then can be gotten to one of the organizations that can use it.
They can also collect supplies from from their veterinarian. Sometimes animals that have passed away, they have collars, and you know, that people donate, and you know, and sometimes veterinarians will donate medical supplies, and so there's all sorts of stuff that can be brought over.
Well, how fun. All right, so let's start spreading the news to everybody we know that might be traveling to India. Let's get them to hook up with Help Animals India and take something with them that we can get over to these rescues and organizations. And Eileen, you would coach them through that.
She's going to Nepal, and she helps a group there, and she's bringing a trap. The veterinarian is just thrilled that she's coming. She's leaving from Bainbridge Island. Maybe she's listening in now. Thank you, Carla.
Well, how cool is that? Now, listen to that. How cool is that? That you've got a vet over in India that they're thrilled and so excited that somebody's coming and bringing one cat trap. Okay, I mean then that's a celebration over there. So let's add to the celebration and let's get a bunch more stuff going to India. And anybody that's traveling could take a little care package to whatever area of India they're going to. I'm sure Eileen and Help Animals India has a contact there that could use some of this stuff. So that's a great idea. All right. So I'm looking at the clock, Eileen. We'll take care of advertisers here for the first time in this hour. And then when we continue with Eileen, we'll find out if there's anything more about the cats we need to chat about and what else is going on and how we can all help. So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Ha ha ha!
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful friends at the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and we'll be talking to Sita at about 1130 today and find out. Now, there's all kinds of really neat classes and events coming up at the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall and so forth, and we'll chat about all of that later today as we end the show addressing the human animal with Ananda at about 1130. So stay tuned for that. And once again, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available. You can see her in person in the Gong Room in her home in Shoreline. It's a great location, easy to get to. The room is incredibly powerful. And I have to tell you, I had a major step forward in my healing process after being able to actually go in and work with her in person on Friday. Amazing. And she's helped me so much get through all of this. So check her out. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She can work with you in person in her home, the Whispering Dragon Center, or remotely. Either way, all you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hello, everybody.
And gosh. Anything else with the kitties we need to talk about?
No, let's move on to dogs.
Okay. So what do we want? What do we need to know about the dogs?
Well, you know,
other than there's 33 million, are they making a dent in that population yet?
Yes, they have, but the pandemic put things back a little bit. So what we're funding is some mobile vehicles.
Oh,
so, these vehicles that can cost like $100,000 here in the States.
Yeah.
Posados Safe Haven has one that goes out and does a spay neuter for these.
Yeah, their mobile spay and neuter van. Yeah.
Yeah. But there it's only about $15,000, and
we funded
two of them, and they go out, and there's a huge crowd that comes around, and they have a TV on the side, so people can get educated. And wherever you go in India, there's always a lot of people. So, always get a crowd with 1.3 billion people coming to see what's going on. So they'll get education while the vet is doing his work in the vehicle, and they can see what's going on and learn more about caring about their own community animals. So, you know, it's not that people don't care. People don't know how to care. They don't know that there's care available.
Right,
and
right.
It's not apathy. It's just lack of education.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you don't know. That mobile vehicles sounds like a wonderful plan that you not only get some spay and neutering done, but you get outreach to the community and you get to start educating people.
Yeah,
just fantastic to have a TV on the side. Yeah, because you know a van like that would draw a crowd, and everybody would want to learn.
Well, I was there for one of the vans. That's what I have on the YouTube video. I'm cutting the ribbon. Maybe you saw that. I was kind of in a state of shock from the frankly, the poverty.
Wow.
And, people just living in tents. And these are not just houseless people. This is how people live for generations.
Wow.
So, but they might have animals that they care for. It's not, don't like to say poor people, underserved people. They care about their animals too. And those are particularly the people we want to help. So I did see a lot of situations like that.
All right. So did you say that you've already funded two of these vehicles?
Yeah, to, and wow. You know, it's not just the view. You have to have the vet, and you have to make the vet happy. Well, and but the vet salary, I think I've told you, is only about, well, now it's up to maybe $800 a month.
Yeah, I think when we started, it was like about $500 a month you could get
cost,
a vet.
Cost,
so, but that's gone up now, like
well,
everything.
The costs have gone up in India, yes, for a lot of things. So,
but $800 a month comparatively to over here, I mean, that's not a lot.
Right. You just walk out of the vet sometimes with a
job yeah.
like
yeah.
that. And then we, you know, you need the staff and the training. And the other situation in India right now with the dogs that we're trying to build a place for some more of the paralyzed dogs. I think
oh.
I spoke about that with you where, you know, would the dogs get wheel carts, but it's not a situation that's good for every dog. So sometimes the legs have to be bandaged. There's a lot of paralyzed dogs in India from
really?
Getting hit by cars. Yeah, and so they come in dragging their feet.
But I mean, it seems to me, I mean, my mind is kind of getting a little boggled thinking about, you know, a street dog gets hit by a car, or you have a paralyzed dog. How would you do a cart with a street dog? That I mean, that.
Well, no, they have to come to a sanctuary, and if they come to the animal group for healing, first everything is tried, and they do massage, and special herbal liniments, and sometimes the dog can heal and go back to their community.
Uh-huh.
But other times they might have a caretaker in the community who is willing to take the dog back. There's one shelter that they don't use carts because it's a very hilly area and the carts don't work. So they bandage the dog's legs every day so they can drag their legs on the ground like that. And
right.
every day it takes an hour to bandage the dog's
wow.
legs. So they can. So we need special sanctuaries for these paralyzed dogs. So that's a real problem.
Wow.
But,
yeah. So there are some of these sanctuaries around.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
Boy, that's amazing because that sounds like a really challenging situation for them to have to deal with.
Well, India, the general rule of philosophy is they don't use euthanasia so much, and some don't use it at all, which is a kind of a controversy because, you know, people see the dogs, the animals are suffering.
Yeah,
It's not a belief that, you know, we are God and we can take things into our own hands and put an animal down just because, you know, they're not in the best shape. So generally you do see more suffering than you would see here at an animal shelter.
No, I had to, you know, learn young in my life that it is what a gift it is to be able to humanely euthanize animals sometimes. That we have the opportunity to end their suffering and allow them to, you know, shed their body and then, you know, come back, have another chance to come back later. But it really is a gift to be able to do that. But many have not learned that lesson.
It's not a lesson. It's a religion. This is a religion.
Yeah.
So we can't discuss people's religion here.
Exactly. And philosophy and all of that. But that's got to amplify sometime, like you said, more problems because the. But at any rate, I'm real glad that you guys are there and can help these organizations out when it's appropriate and so forth.
Right. I mean, because we don't put, you know, people have all sorts of disabilities and we don't put them down. So that's how they feel about the animals.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, they're not 100% adoptable. And that's, of course, another battle with, you know, getting people not to want to go, you know, by the breed dogs, the foreign dogs, and all of our dogs here, they consider foreign breeds, and that's kind of a status symbol. But some of the young people are finally taking pride in their indie dogs, their native dogs, the community dogs, and, you know, getting them to adopt them as puppies. And they're so cute, you know, and they're so deserving a home and so intelligent, too.
Yeah, no, I wonder, is there, because you've got all the street dogs and the indie dogs, as you say, but is there a source for people to buy purebred other breeds of dogs?
Sure, there's plenty. I mean, more so in the cities than the villages.
Okay.
But I mean that's going on there, just as it is here, where you know where we say, don't shop, adopt.
And, right.
And then
okay.
And yeah. So they some of their favorite breeds are the Pomeranian, because they're kind of white and seen as, you know, more pure, the white dogs. And so they, you know, it's kind of a status symbol. So they're just like the way we might ignore the pigeons and squirrels in our yard and crows.
Yeah.
They might feel that same way about the dogs, the community dogs. But those dogs are very intelligent because they haven't been interbred, and they know how to live on the street. They know how to cross the road. They know where their friends are, and they're just fantastic dogs. And sometimes you'll see them. I think we spoke about that. But they, not just from India, but from the islands around here, or some bring up a dog from Mexico, or these are the indigenous dogs, and they all.
Yeah, I'm wondering, because we do. I see, as a behavior therapist and trainer, I see lots of dogs that come up out of Mexico,
right,
for adoption up here. Is anybody sending dogs and stuff over from India to be adopted over here?
Well, that's a long story. First of all, our philosophy. Some of those groups aren't anymore, but as a philosophy, Help Animals India is not doing that and wants to strengthen the groups within India to take care of them.
Good idea.
It's very expensive. Maybe, cost up to $1,000 to do everything you need to do to bring a dog here. And then also there was a ban for the last few years from the CDC, and I don't know if it's still in effect.
Gotcha.
So a few dogs who were getting over, they had to go to Canada and then come down.
Uh-huh.
And it's just very far.
Yeah, so it's just not really a practical or cost-effective way to address things. So you're much better off supporting the groups in India rather than trying to bring animals over here.
Right. And we spoke about this when you had, sometimes if there's someone there for a long time and they bond to a particular dog and they want to bring them back. And
yeah.
So we have a link on our website how to bring a dog back from India. For myself, when I visit, I just go quickly from one animal shelter to the other so I don't get attached.
Yeah, I bet that's a challenging, to not want to, help everybody.
Well, that's why I started helping across the world.
Well, that's why you started doing what you're doing, of course, all of that. Now, I'm wondering, before we run out of time, how the elephants are doing.
Oh, well, the new elephant, the fifth elephant, is adjusting slowly, and they're still getting used to her, but she's doing fine. And we're still waiting for the permission for two more elephants. These are former temple elephants that have lived solitary lives by themselves.
Aww.
On concrete.
Wow.
And they will come to the sanctuary and have grass under their feet and have friends. It's just it's just an elephantine project. It's a very large project. But,
it looks like just when you get a new one integrated in, it sounds like it's time to start working on the next ones coming in.
Yeah, they need permissions. It's a formal process from the government. The good news is one of the states of India and the southern state of Tamil Nadu, they just passed a law to ban the trade of elephants. So you know, laws are one thing and practical is another, so we hope that'll take effect and spread to other states in India, and, you know, have a new future for all the elephants one day, the ones that are still left.
Oh, how wonderful. All right, so anything else going on over there we need to know about?
Ongoing. This is kind of the quiet time of the year where the heat hasn't ramped up. It's almost terrifying to think of Indian summer and, you know, the droughts and the heat making things difficult, you know. So we've actually had not bad a year after there were no major cyclones this year. So just fingers crossed for a decent year and just help make progress as we have been. And thanks, everyone, for their support and caring about the animals that you have. And appreciate everyone. Thank you so much.
Well, all right. We appreciate you, Eileen, and thank you so much. And now, normally I would let you go about now so we could take care of advertisers and then I can do current events and the other things I'm going to do. But you said you were interested in the hummingbird stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to hang with me for a few minutes here and we'll talk. We'll do the hummingbird stuff before and then I'll let you go and do advertisers and do current events. But
sure,
that way
you.
I can talk to you about this hummingbird stuff. So are you willing?
Okay.
Okay. Well, so what you know that the hummingbird nectar that we make, four parts water, one part sugar, that nectar, it has to get below 27 degrees for it to freeze. It has a lower freezing temperature than water. So I've found up in my house, the outdoor temperature needs to get down to 22, 23 degrees for several hours during the night in order for my unheated feeders to freeze. So I have one heater, you know, that we've talked about that I got at Wild Birds, and that works. But to use these hummingbird feeder heaters, you need to have an outdoor outlet to plug in. And I got a bunch more feeders that I don't have outlets everywhere to plug in. So I've been figuring out, well, during my COVID time here and searching, something came up on Nextdoor. And it was a post about birds or something. And somebody chimed in about hummingbirds and just put up a little thing and said, oh, I don't have any trouble with my feeders freezing because I use boot warmers that I get on Amazon, and they have adhesive, and I stick them on the bottom.
Oh,
well,
yeah, they get stuck, and then you can't.
No, well, what? So that went ding, ding, ding for me. So I went to Amazon and I looked. Now they're actually called toe warmers, and they're made by the Hot Hands. You know, those little packs that you open up and shake them and then they get hot and you keep it in your pocket to keep your hands warm or something like this. Well, they're toe warmers and they're like in the shape of like a horseshoe and you take them out of the package like you do the Hot Hands pack and shake them up to get them activated and warm. And then they have adhesive on them, so you stick them on the bottom of your sock before you put your foot in the boot. Okay. And I thought that, well, that's a great idea. And I'm wondering, there's somebody in my neighborhood that's using them, says it works great. So I found the best deal on Amazon I could find for cheap toe warmers, and I ordered some, and I just got them this last week. And now it hasn't been cold enough every night for me to fully test yet, but what I've had time to do, they're neat little things, and you open them up. So what I've had one night that went down that would have frozen things. And so what I did was at last thing before I went to bed at night is open up some of those little packages and get them heated up. And then I went out and stuck them on the bottom of the hummingbird feeders.
How many feeders do you have, Marissa?
Some of them I pull in for the winter, but right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and sometimes 5.
Wow.
I add 6 and 7. Well, it's because I try to keep them.
I just have one, and that seems to be all the hummingbirds we get, one at a time. So
yeah.
Yeah. So at any rate, what I found is these toe warmers, they're called actually toe warmers. They do stick to the bottom really easily. They stay on all night. And if you get them good and heated up before you stick them on, they seem to last long enough. You know, they say they'll last 6 to 8 hours. I don't think any of them last 8 hours, even the pocket ones. But they're good for a few hours. And at least for me so far, it's working.
Yeah. Okay, great.
So it might be worth a try. So I want to let everybody know they're the toe warmers made by Hot Hands. And the best price is a box of, I think, 36 packets, so that's like and they come in a package of two for around $10 or so. So they're not expensive.
I just anyway, want to remind everyone just to use plain sugar, not the organic, just the regular
Well, now I also have a post up on the Animal World Facebook page because there have been a number of people in our neighborhood that have the hummingbirds. You know, I had one last year that came in and the tongue was sticking out. Well, there have been some posts about there's a fungus that they get that can cause this. It can also be injury and other things. But I posted it on Facebook sometime in the last couple weeks. So you could go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, scroll down. But when they talk about the most common cause for that fungus is people not using the 4-part water, 1-part sugar. They're using honey and other kinds of sweeteners in this, and that's what's causing the fungus problem. So
yeah.
It's real important that you...
It's just so complicated. I mean, I had a friend who got a hummingbird feeder as a present. It's like getting a puppy and she's put it outside as a decoration. I said, no. If you're not going to use, that's cruel. They'll come there. There's nothing there.
So it's no accounting sometimes.
You know, like anything else.
It is, and that's why I didn't do it for a long time, because I didn't know if I would be able to be consistent. And what I found out is that I have no problem with that, and I love serving the hummingbirds. So it's a joy for me. Anyway, Eileen, thanks for staying extra and talking about hummingbirds. We've got to catch up with advertisers, and you keep up all your great work. And remember, everybody go to helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the email newsletter. It is the best one I've ever seen, and it's the best website. You'll learn tons, and you'll know how to help. And please, you know, if you can make a commitment to donate something a month, you know, even $5 is great. So help out if you can. Helpanimalsindia.org. And thank you, Eileen, for all the great work you do to help our animal friends. And we'll talk to you again in April, believe it or not.
Okay.
All righty. God bless. Talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. We're going to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back with quick current events, and I'll share with you the Rainbow Bridge story. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
On the path to good health and well-being, Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements and New P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com. Check them out. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, then you can find them on Amazon. We also heard from our owner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone evaluation. Just click on the contact link, fill it out, tell him you want to talk. You can also get the do-it-yourself at home Rasmussen reset program or arrange to work with him privately. And remember, both he and Linda will be in the studio next week for free remote treatments for you and your animal friends. So mark your calendars, plan to be here. All righty then, it is time. Let's do a quick current events. Oh, it's just fun to hear the Jingle Cats again, isn't it? Oh, haven't heard them for a while. All righty. So, current events. I'm going to go through this stuff really quickly, and I'm going to give you the highlights. If you want all the details and all the links and to connect with all of this stuff, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events on the left side, and that'll bring up all this stuff. Now, let's see. Northwest Stream Center, South Everett has got a schedule of great events coming up. The big one is this next week, next Saturday, the 11th at 1 p.m. is their All About Bears presentation. If you haven't been to this, it's spectacular. And the demonstrations with the Carilion Bear Dogs and the Department of Fish and Wildlife, Nick George and his dog Coulter and his other Freya, it's just fantastic. So if you want to go, it's next Saturday, 1 p.m., but call ahead of time to make a reservation. And let's see, we got the Ghastly Gourmet with the Turkey Vulture and Barbara Ogard from Sarvey, April 1st, 1 p.m. And let's see, and then a reminder on all the events at Meow. They're open this afternoon from 1 to 5. You can stop by the shelter and adopt a kitty friend if and then all of their events coming up. The Pot of Gold coin drive is March 14th through 17th. Give Big on May 2nd and 3rd. The Cat Running 5K Fun Run and Walk, Saturday, April 22nd at Marymore. And then mark your calendars for Fine Wines and Felines 2023. And that's going to be June 17th, UW Campus and the Hub Ballroom. And then remember, they've got the free spay and neuter vouchers for your cats and kittens if they need to be spay and neutered. Next week, of course, is Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Okay, so now I couldn't believe it when this crossed my path just before I did my final show prep last night. And I mean, it obviously was from Divine Mother, because boom, it was in, I got it via email, and that's one I normally wouldn't check. I wouldn't even let, but whatever reason said open, I did. All right, so here we go. I'm just going to share the whole story with you and read it. So around the U.S. and U.K., dozens of animal hospitals have a catch-all when it comes to grieving pets and giving they give their patients a copy of the Rainbow Bridge. Now, I'm realizing that the copy that I have here is not the best, so I'm gonna go I'm getting online here, so I have a better copy here to read for you. So here we go. Alrighty. Anyway, so they give a copy of the Rainbow Bridge. Yet the poem has touched millions of people's hearts, remained largely authorless for years until the sleuth work of an art historian and cat owner, Paul Koudanaris, who managed to turn up the original poet decades after Rainbow Bridge became famous. Her name is Edna Klein Reiki, an 82-year-old Scottish artist and animal lover who traveled the world and failed to notice her poem's popularity. Now, the story begins with Koudanaris' work researching pet cemeteries and the constant references he found to Rainbow Bridge. Looking back over the use cases of what he determined to be the single most important text in animal mourning, Koudanaris pinned it to a 1994 appearance on the advice column Dear Abby, the most syndicated column. I remember that when that happened in 94. A reader told Abby Van Buren that they had received a copy of Rainbow Bridge from their local Humane Society in Michigan. From the debut to her 100 million readers, Rainbow Bridge began appearing on everything to do with loss of pets. Hallmark, veterinary, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, Koudanaris worked out that of the 15 separate authorship filings at the United States Copyright Office, none of them was the legitimate poet. Eventually expanding the list to 25 names in connection to the poem, he determined that Edna Klein Reiki was the most promising. This January, Klein Reiki received a strange phone call asking if she were the author of Rainbow Bridge, to which she answered, quote, "How on earth did you find me?" In 1957, when she was 19 years old, Klein Reiki was grieving the loss of Major, her Labrador retriever who died in my arms, she told National Geographic. Her mother told her to write down how she was feeling. Quote, "It just came through my head. It was like I was talking to my dog. I was talking to Major," she says. "I just felt all of this and I had to write it." So, sidebar here from Aunt Martha. Rainbow Bridge was a channeled piece. It came through Divine Mother and her dog Major. Gosh, amazing. Okay. When Koudanaris met her, he found she still had the original handwritten text of the poem. She explained that she had given out handmade copies without her name on them to several of her friends over the years who had lost pets before moving to live in India and Spain. All the while, the poem's popularity blossomed across the US and UK. "Can you imagine?" she says. "Every vet in Britain has it." Okay, so anyway, she had no clue. Now, before we close out this hour and get to Love Train, I have the original text. I'm going to read you the original text of the Rainbow Bridge. And if you want your own copy, I have posted this whole thing on both the Animal World Facebook page and my own personal Martha Norwalk Facebook page. Both are public, so you can access them here. So here is the original version. "Just this side of heaven is a place called Rainbow Bridge. When an animal dies that has been especially close to someone here, Your Petco is to Rainbow Bridge. There are meadows and hills for all of our special friends so they can run and play together. There is plenty of food, water, and sunshine, and friends are warm and comfortable. All the animals who have been ill and old are restored to health and strength. Those who were hurt are made better and strong again, like we remember them before they go to heaven. They are happy and content, except for one small thing. They each miss someone very special to them who had to be left behind. They all run and play together, but the day comes when one suddenly stops and looks into the distance. His bright eyes are shining. His body shakes. Suddenly he begins to run from the herd, rushing over the grass, his legs carrying him faster and faster. And when you and your special friend finally meet, you cuddle in a happy hug, never to be apart again. You and your pet are in tears. Your hands again cuddle his head, and you look again into his trusting eyes. So long gone from life, but never absent from your heart. And then you cross the Rainbow Bridge together. Oh, wasn't sure I would make it through that. Just barely.
That's a tough one.
And amazing. Anyway, that is the original, and we now know the story and where it came from, and we know for sure it is a channeled piece. I think we could just end the show now. That's all we need to do. That's just, thank you, Divine Mother. Anyway, okay, so we're going to wrap up hour number one and fire up hour number two. That means it's time to get energized up again and get our exercise in for the day. And that means that dancing is required, folks, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your chair, you can dance in your bed, or you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, join us on the love train. I'll come through and pick you up, but let's spread the love and the light all over the planet, because boy, do we need it. And I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer, so here I go with that. And before I do that, know that next we'll pick up with Seattle Dogs Homeless Program and then the Ananda Institute to close out the show. So, O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.